Right, so Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, founder of Gift of the Givers, now joins us by video link to weigh in on the Israel-Hamas war, looking at aid and the humanitarian crisis unfolding there. Dr. Imtiaz, good afternoon, and thank you for your time with us here on the SABC.
Good afternoon, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Perhaps you could we could get your thoughts on the back of the announcement of the ceasefire since developments unfolded on the 7th of October, arguably 48 days ago.
Well, you know, it's a psychological and emotional support for the people. Yes, it's a four-day fire. It sounds very cynical to say bring the water, bring the food in, and after you're nicely fed, and after you repeat, and think to bomb you again. It sounds exactly like that. But for most people on the ground, even 5 minutes of peace, of ceasefire, is some kind of a relief for them. I'm very stunned to find there's many people on the Egyptian border wanting to go to Gaza. And you know, they want to go back inside. And these are people who have been outside the country before the war and want to go back desperately to know where the family members are, what's happened to their homes, who's alive, who's way, who's injured. Because, of course, communication systems have been totally disrupted. There's a major chaos of the bombing everywhere. You caught up in total disorder. So you can't concentrate on the inside, never mind on the outside. And those people are very keen, and Egypt has announced that the border will open tomorrow for people to go in. And you can see even those few hours means so much to those people. Even if they allow for only 4 days, and they are dead, the bomb will come back and destroy them and their homes and the hospitals and the schools and the wind centers and the water plants and everything humanitarian that will be bombed by Israel. But that few hours of respite, people want to go to the north. They want to know what's happening there in the north. Contrary to reports that most of the north is empty, it's not true. There's hundreds of thousands of people still in the north who haven't left, who haven't gone to the south. People who went to the south want to know what's happening in the north. So yes, it's reprieve for 4 days, but it's very cynical. Because it's not bombing the way they went crazy last night and morning. It's just an insult, to be honest.
Dr. MTS, thank you for those sentiments, because now that aid is allowed to also enter, how has that impacted, obviously, those who are in dire need, given the realities on the ground, people looking at what's left to be salvaged, and what are the needs on the ground and the challenges that your team faces as you try to assist as well?
Well, everything's on need. You know, as the guy from the Qatar, the Foreign Affairs spokesman said, no matter what comes, it's never going to be enough. Remember, they're talking about 300 trucks a day. The pre-war requirement was 96 trucks a day. Pre-war, 96 trucks a day. In the last 2 weeks or so, trucks started going in, was 46 trucks a day. So there's a backlog going to war, and a huge backlog following what used to happen before the war. So 300 trucks a day, I'm not going to say hello. But the standard rule is you can't see anybody. Unfortunately, that's the case. They need to be critical to get the hospitals functioning, to get the plants functioning again. They're going to need anesthetic. You can't operate without anesthetic. People have been in pain without anesthetic. Antibiotics, anesthesia, and a range of medical supplies and medical equipment. Of course, there's only 6 health centers functional after about 32 or so. So that's another crisis. The roads are damaged. You know, there's no fuel to move cars, and it's very difficult to move on the roads. You see the all those collapsed buildings on the road. How do you move around? How fast do you get around? Then the of those under the rubble, how much time they have to take their family members out of the rubble? It's like an earthquake. That hungry people everywhere. How do you get everyone? Because you can't move around fast enough. How do you get 1.3 million people in 4 days with all these things? It's nowhere near what needs to be done. And bombing starts again. Jordan has set a field hospital. Is that field hospital going to be in a safe place? Are they going to bomb the field hospital also? But many hospitals behind now. What happens then? What happens to water there? What happens to hygiene needs? It is raining. It's cold. The rules don't allow you. Israel does not allow you to bring tents in. So people stay in the open air. So there's no shelter for them. Cold. I don't know. They need clothing. They need hot drinks. All these things. Whatever happens, as some sort of reprieve for those people.
So in lieu of the developments, we're obviously looking at safety now being a big concern, and we're wondering how your team has adapted since Ahmed Abbasi passed away, how his family's doing, And with safety coming to the fore, the concerns about, you know, regarding that, how has that affected operations under these circumstances as well?
Nothing has changed. We told them, be careful. And it's not stupid to save a place in Gaza. What safe place? We predicted that some of them will die. Mm. I already sent a message to say, start recruiting new people, who may die. And exactly on the 40th day, I'm killed. But there's another part that people don't. I have members that are outside and have team members inside Gaza. Collective members outside and inside Gaza, they've lost.
Dr. MTS, we're losing, your sound is not too great. We're struggling to hear you at this point. I'm going to have to leave the conversation there, but thank you for your time with us on the SABC. And at this hour, of course, Dr. MTS Suleiman, founder of Gift of the Givers, joining us via video link, just to weigh in on the Israel-Hamas war, looking at the aid and humanitarian crisis, and perhaps also on the back of the ceasefire, the temporary ceasefire that had been announced for the next 4 days. Of course, that started today, just after 7 a.m.